bring up whatever you want here. Coming up tonight, Orlando, there's news about a garden that apparently is putting a man's house in jeopardy. Well, the garden itself is not. The government is, though, over the garden. We'll say more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's right. It's illegal to grow your own food in some places in this country. 1-855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Let's go right back into your calls, your thoughts. Frank, listening in Wilmington to the Big Talker FM. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, Frank, I take it you're calling in advance because I believe we are aired in a delayed broadcast basis there in Wilmington. Is that correct?
Absolutely. But I get to listen to you on hold, and I love it.
All right, cool. Well, appreciate it. So, yeah, if you are listening to Free Talk Live on a local radio station or XM where you're not hearing us live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, those are our live hours, you can still call the show. You can call to comment on whatever you want to, and then later on you'll be able to listen back to your own call.
That's true.
When the show airs. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, premise. I understand it might be wrong, okay? But
It might be wrong, but that is not a good way to introduce your topic. If I'm on, you know you're going to get yelled at, but go on.
Go on.
Okay, all right, fair enough. First, if you know something might be wrong, okay, but it's the right thing to do, it's really a bad thing to do. Is it really wrong to push a woman down who...
Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, like what? Give us an example.
Okay, the example is, I know that the Free State Project is a good thing, and I would want to give that information to as many people as I could, and maybe the best way to do that, from my perspective, might be to write the website on U.S. currency, where I would, and I'm not advocating, but I'm saying that I could write www.freestateproject.org, on every dollar bill, on every $5, on every $10 bill, on every dollar bill that comes through me, and I'm a cab driver.
There is nothing wrong with that. Frank, let me just let you know there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Those bills are yours to write on should you like. And what I'd recommend that you do if I'm not a lawyer, but if you want to learn a little bit more about this, there's a great organization called wheresgeorge.com. And if you've had enough bills passed through your hands, you've probably gotten some of these. Have you ever gotten a Where's George bill?
Yeah. I've typed in the information, too, just like
right.
Where's George. And they got to track me and they got the stamper, and you could probably get a stamper for maybe $10 at a store, Staples or Office Max.
You can actually get them on eBay as well. They probably cost you like $20 at like a Staples or Office Max, but on eBay you can get them for $10 or $12, and you can get different colors of ink, that sort of thing. I've been stamping bills for years now, and I did have a Free State Project stamp down when I was in Florida, so I've actually done this exact thing. And if you go to the Where's George website, they have a frequently asked questions where one of the questions is, well, isn't this illegal? Isn't this mutilating U.S. currency? And the answer they have on their website essentially says that no, as long as you don't obscure the serial number to where the serial number cannot be read, then it is not obscuring or it is not mutilating the U.S. currency. So if you're not obscuring both of the serial numbers on the dollar, then you should be good to go. It's not something that you really need to worry about. I personally think it's great outreach. I stamp every bill I have with a Free Talk Live and Free Keen stamp. Everything that comes through my hands gets a stamp on the front and a stamp on the back. So I think you never really get anybody directly saying, hey, I found your show through a dollar bill, but surely somebody is going to that website. Someone out there who's come across those stamped bills are going and checking those websites out. So I think that, first of all, it's not wrong. Secondly, I've been doing it for a long time, so good idea.
As far as right and wrong goes, I mean, either you believe that is your property to do with what you want, or it's not, in which case, if it's not, you should probably give it back to its rightful owner.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think for anybody that might be listening, if they don't have money, they could donate right now or anything for the cause of Free Keen, Free State, Free Talk Live. It'd be great. Maybe it is a good idea to just start stamping dollar bills. I mean, you're still a patriot. You're still acting. And you're not going around, you're not knocking on doors, but you're still getting out the message. It might be a good idea for everybody.
I would call it guerrilla marketing, and I think it could be very effective. And it certainly doesn't take a whole lot of time to just, you know, especially if you get a stamp. Writing it down is going to take some time because then, you know, however many seconds it takes you to write out whatever URL. But if you have a self-inking stamp, you can just power through them pretty quick. So, Frank, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've got the bottle of ink here, this blue refill ink that I got at Office Max. I don't know how many years ago. It's lasted me forever. So you get...
It's so long, you don't even know what the price is anymore.
No, it's old. I mean, you get one of these stamps on eBay. You can customize the font. You can customize the colors. I find that blue is the most visible because you want to make sure that, you know, when you're stamping, you want to make sure that it's going to be visible against the green background of the dollar. And so red, I don't feel like red does a very effective job.
I mean, black.
I haven't tried all of the stamps. I haven't done black yet. I don't know how that would look. But I, you know, generally try to stamp on the more lighter areas of the dollar bill. So like across, like when you get the big heads, like on the fives, you stamp right across their forehead. That's a good place for it. So 855-450-FREE. Stories out of clickorlando.com, where an Orlando man is fighting city officials to keep his vegetable garden in his front yard. You have to step over radishes, wax beans, and kale to get to Jason Helvingston's front door in College Park. However, his 25-by-25-foot micro-irrigated vegetable garden is against city code. And the city of Orlando has asked. They're just asking him, apparently.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
I know better.
Right. In every news story, whenever they say the government asks someone to do something, you know they didn't ask. They're telling him. Because it's against city code.
It's going to take his house away.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not asking somebody. The guy with a gun pointing it at your head, asking you for your wallet, isn't asking you.
Right. Orlando, by the way, the city of Orlando has asked him to dig it up by Wednesday. I said, "You'll take my house before you take my vegetable garden," said the man. "There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing poisonous here. This is a sustainable plot of land. City code requires ground covers to be planted in a way that gives off a finished appearance, so neighborhood lawns are clean and inviting."
Yeah, and that's
sorry, was that an HOA? What was the...
No, this is city code.
This is the city code.
Okay. Because if it's an HOA and you're choosing to live in a community that says you can only have these plants, et cetera, well, that's, you know, you're entering into a voluntary agreement. But obviously, none of us are entering into voluntary agreements with the government.
So the claim is that the city says that having an inviting, clean front lawn keeps property values up. Well, I don't know about that. I think I might rather live around neighbors who were self-sufficient and had gardens in their front yard.
And this is the ambiguous kind of language that really irks me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, a beautiful vegetable garden is clean and inviting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I find that more clean and inviting than...
There's a little bit of dirt, so like there's, you know, the cleared ground where around it. It doesn't look like a manicured front lawn or anything like that. But, you know, I want to live in a place where people are allowed to do what they want with their property. To me, that increases the value of property. So really the question is, who decides what is a good property value? What is what makes for good property, for attractive property?
Well, one of his neighbors there seems to think it's just fine.
That's right. In fact, he's had some signatures on a petition.
200 of them.
200 signatures, including his neighbor. The city code, Helvingston has decided to not listen to the city. Instead, he's trying to petition the code to allow veggie gardens in the front yard. His neighbor said, "I'm definitely not bothered by it. As a matter of fact, we love it," she said. Helvingston hopes the city will reconsider the code when he meets with the code board in December. Yeah, that's not likely to happen.
Who knows?
I mean, you never know.
If there's 200 people on a list, they are political beings, and they do tend to...
It is getting press coverage, so that could also act in his favor. A lot of times when the news covers something like this, the city people will back down. But usually they only back down when it's like a kid that's involved. So if it's, you know, like a kid's playground or treehouse.
A garden's a pretty wholesome thing. We have seen them go after people for their gardens, it's no doubt. But, you know, I think this is one of the areas that they may very well back down because they have ambiguous language.
"This is another example of the government telling us what we can do with our own property, and that should never happen," he said. "In any economic downturn in the past history of the United States, the government has always encouraged the people to grow their own food, and so we want to continue with that movement."
No, they want you to go on assistance.
CBC,
now.
Though, has said that the city plans to make all front lawn vegetable gardens illegal this fall.
855-450-FREE. That was in Orlando?
No, in Quebec.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, this is in Orlando. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Give them away to you and with you in the studio here tonight. It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Features, by the way, including our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. to see all of that and do that. It's all for free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Once again, freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls. And Michelle, you've got another garden-related story. Apparently, the CBC reporting that there's going to be a coming crackdown on gardens up in the Quebec area. But that's to follow up our story that we have out of College Park, the Orlando area in Florida, where one man is standing up to the city and refusing to undo his garden. He's got a 25 by 25 foot garden in his front lawn. He's planted all manner of...
Not exactly a giant plot.
No, no.
Big enough to produce a little bit of food.
Yep. He's making, you know, growing some food, and it's Florida, so he can pretty much grow it year-round down there.
Yep. And the types, yeah.
And they're telling him that he better get rid of it, or else he's got until Wednesday apparently to get rid of it, and he's not going to. He intends to bring a petition with over 200 signatures, including one from his neighbor who says she loves the garden. He plans on bringing it to them. Other College Park bring it to the zoning board. Other College Park residents tell Local 6 that they're worried that the city might come after them about their gardens as well.
They ought to be.
Greg Clifton tells Local 6 he's growing a quarter of an acre of vegetables in his backyard. Clifton told Local 6, but I have every intention of using my front yard as a garden, and I think the more I can grow, the better it is.
Absolutely. Self-sufficiency and self-reliance.
But the government doesn't want that.
Right. Used to be what America, you know, was part of the American dream and what people stood for here, so I don't know.
So we'll see. I guess hopefully we'll hear an update on what happens down there in Orlando. And Michelle, you can tell us more about Canada in a moment, but first let's go to Scott listening in Arizona. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, regarding your current topic about gardening in your front yard, there was a book back in, it came out a long time ago, in the 40s, I think, called 5 Acres and Independence. And in the 60s, during the Back to the Land movement, that was kind of like a Bible.
I would think that now that you could probably do it a little even more efficiently on a smaller piece, if that's if one needed to or wanted to do such a thing.
There are amazing gardens now, vertical gardens that you can have on just a little balcony and everything. And it's pretty amazing with hydroponics and everything that you can grow year round. And
part of it was the technology of how you grew stuff and how you dug a well and how you did all of that stuff. But also a part of it was the fact that you could put out a thing and sell your fruits and vegetables and stuff to your neighbors along, you know, just have boxed out on the road and stuff like that, which is so contrary to the whole concept of the way the country is now.
Sure.
But that's not what I called in about. I'm just kind of, that's what you were talking about, so I wanted to throw that out there. The reason that I called in is I wanted to share an idea that's been bothering me for a while. There's a lot of talk about small town, about moving away from the large government and moving into, you know, like state government and then local governments as if that's some kind of a panacea. And I have a very personal experience with living in a small town and watching the politics over a period of years where the little busybodies would just get hold of power and destroy anybody who didn't want to go along with their way of doing things.
Right.
There's another example of this which has been covered to some extent on Freedom's Phoenix, and that's currently in the small town called Quartzsite, Arizona.
Quartzsite.
And it's absolutely insane that the government there is completely criminal, and there's all kinds of people trying to do anything they can to get these absolutely run amok crooks from controlling and destroying the town. And it, you know, they go to the state and they go to all these different people trying to get some kind of sanity. And the people in control of the government just say, screw you, and we're going to do whatever, you know, it's totally out of control.
It's that way everywhere, though. I mean, it's just that Quartzsite, they've done a good job of bringing it to people's attention and, you know, getting some YouTube videos and posting about it online. But there's, you know, the good old boy network's everywhere, and it's, you know, it's prevalent throughout larger cities. It's, you know, it's in small towns. It's just that when it's in smaller towns, you can know more of what's going on. You can
participate, and if it's a democracy or there's a voting, then you being present will affect the actual vote.
Whereas you can have more of an effect.
Larger, you know, area or whatever.
But you can also know who all the characters are that are involved. I mean, you can usually talk to them all. They usually have to use the same entrance that you do.
Yes.
And it's, you know, they're not as protected in a small town from being known and from their activities being known, because, you know, rumors can spread pretty fast about who's doing, you know, who's scratching who's back in the city council or the town council or whatever they're called. So I
understand what you're saying, and you make a good argument. It's just that my experience is that all of those benefits that you just quoted don't really add up to any ability for you to have greater control.
I understand you. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, and which is why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to where I could get together with other people who have a like mindset, and we can work toward change in a much more direct manner than having to beg for it. I think that the Quartzsite folks, they're doing a good job from what I've heard. We had Kelly Voluntarist up here in New Hampshire for a while, and she knows some of those folks down there and has been involved with some of their activities. It's just that there still aren't enough people who are willing to really put something on the line. How many people are willing to say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this corruption, and I'm tired of paying for it, and I'm tired of paying to keep peaceful people in cages and threaten a guy over having a garden in his front yard, and I'm sick of, you know, fill in the blank of whatever corruption it is that is going on in your town, and I'm going to not pay for it anymore. Thanks very much, but I don't want your services anymore. Maybe I'll, you know, give a voluntary donation to, you know, the street sweeping crew or whoever it is that, you know, is actually whichever government agents are providing some sort of valuable service, like those repairing roads or whatever. But beyond that, yeah, I'm not going to give you the arbitrary amount of money that you're demanding from me, and have people put their freedom and their houses on the line. That's not going to happen anytime soon, because no one wants to lose their house. And I think as long as people aren't willing to take a risk, they're never going to really have a realistic expectation at achieving freedom. Scott, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you're not willing to really put much on the line, you can always move together with others and try to change the system from the inside. And that seems to be working here in New Hampshire. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, where you can get a lot of features. The promote page is there for you. Actually allows you to promote Free Talk Live in various different ways, from online to in real life. We've got flyers. We've got a free bumper sticker for you. We've got web graphics and even high-res graphics that you can use to make whatever you want. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about blockchain.info.
Blockchain.info is the place to go to get your free online encrypted Bitcoin wallet. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer open source currency where you can send and receive money on the internet without paying any fees. You know, if you use those other money transfer systems on the internet where, you know, you have to pay, where you use dollars, a currency that you're probably very familiar with, well, you've got to pay a fee every time you send money, and if you start sending $100 around, in a sort of a circle of friends, pretty soon that $100 is gone. It keeps on going to the money transfer system. Not with Bitcoins. It's free. It's a free currency to send and receive, and you can do it just about anywhere in the world. It crosses national borders without any problems, and you have complete control of your money with Bitcoins, because you can have your wallet. You can either put it at blockchain.info, or you can keep it on your computer and secure it that way, however you want to. It's blockchain.info, and to find out more about Bitcoins, weusecoins.org.
The war on gardens continues. Michelle, apparently you dug up a story that was very similar to the one in Orlando, where a man is basically possibly going to lose his home because he has a garden and is refusing to remove it at the city's demand. They claim it's a violation of city ordinance in Orlando, and apparently CBC Canada is reporting on something similar.
This is actually from this summer, but I've been following articles and information about the government trying to make home gardens illegal for a while, because something similar happened in Nashville, Tennessee when I was living there, and we had a little backyard garden. So this is not something that's just come up, you know, very recently. It's been going around for a few years, at least, that I've known of. Now, this garden, I just showed you photos of it on the break there.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
And it is. So they got trellises and things like that in there?
Yes, beautiful. And
this is beautiful as a garden could possibly
raised
be.
Raised bed, and in between the raised beds, there are pebble walkways. It's elegant, and it's lovely. So... And it's green and it's kept up. It's not like it's you know, brown and withering and dying. So
but probably it's brown now, but
right. But they're bushes
during
though.
The summer.
I mean, it's green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, well, sure. But then you would mulch it up and you cut everything down. And then there are things that you can put in the garden to make them aesthetically pleasing while they're lying dormant until springtime. So in any case, this couple, Jose Landry and Michelle Bouchon, started growing this garden so that they could juice and things like that, because they needed to lose some weight. And they were very successful. One lost 75 pounds and the other 25. So for them, it wasn't just an aesthetic thing. It was actually, it was a health-related cause.
A little exercise, eating good food.
Yes. And so they got 29,000 people to sign a petition.
Whoa.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And even so, the CBC has said that they are going, I haven't followed up with where it's at now, but they were going to be fined between $100 and $300
per day
that they left it up. And the claim is that the city plans to make all front lawn vegetable gardens illegal.
Hmm.
New ones, not ones that are already...
Oh, you can get grandfathered in
yes,
if you already have one?
Exactly.
So they aren't grandfathered in. They started their vegetable garden just a little too late.
Too late. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's nice.
And so, I mean, it has a gazebo or, you know, kind of thing.
Right. I mean, anybody who looks at this garden, this is one of those situations. Well, we're sorry. I mean, yes, of course, your garden's elegant and beautiful and far more beautiful than the grandfathered-in gardens, but if we let you do it, then we're going to have to let everybody have a
front yard. People just be growing all their own food!
But the officials are going to enlist the couple to help implement new gardening guidelines.
That's right. Get them involved in
They're going to give them a little bit of power, right?
Yeah.
And then that's going to help them to feel like they are, you know, part of the decision making, and of course, you know, appeal to their idea of what is aesthetically pleasing. So I really hope that this couple doesn't in turn
refuse that offer.
Yes, exactly. Because then otherwise you just become like your jailers or your captors or whatever it is.
Right, because their idea of a garden may not be what someone else's idea of a garden is, and it should not be forced upon another person. Now, the guy in Orlando, his plot is not as well manicured or designed as these folks.
It's still nice, but...
But who cares? Look, it's not my property. I don't care what you put in the front yard. I'd rather have somebody with a garden in their front yard than a junk car.
And in Florida, I mean, it is certainly not unusual to see a patchy lawn where somebody goes out and mows everything green and calls that grass. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how it's done in Florida. And the idea that you're, you know, just they're cutting the weeds down to an even level, that's acceptable. But you know, putting in a garden where you produce food and some patches are showing or whatever isn't acceptable. Just doesn't make any sense.
There's a funny comment on the page though by this man named Bill, who says, "Why couldn't they just concrete it over properly like normal people? Then they would have a perfectly good car parking space that they could drive down to the supermarket and buy proper, clean, safe food in proper plastic packaging with proper labels ready to microwave without all that nasty germ-ridden earth soil stuff."
Mm. It's sick, man.
It's crazy. Cool.
And the FDA hasn't approved those vegetables, but the FDA has approved plenty of foods that they turn around and say are actually poisonous and toxic to your body.
Later on, yeah. So there you go, more garden crackdowns, and I'm sure those aren't the only two in North America. We just happened to find two on the same night, and it's not the first time, and it won't be the last. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, what would you do in this situation? What if you had decided that, hey, I'd like to grow some radishes or carrots or whatever, and you go out and you plant some tomatoes, and then they start to come up? Mark, you guys planted more tomatoes than you expected.
Well, they sort of volunteered, yeah.
Yeah, and then you ended up with all kinds of tomatoes, which was great for everybody. and thankfully you don't have officious government bureaucrats nosing around your property out in
not
the,
my property,
you know,
but
the
they
woods.
Do nose around the town I live in. You can believe that.
Do they?
Yeah, they love. They're always off at people's business. Absolutely.
Really?
I live far enough off the road that they'd have to come up a driveway, and they're a little scared of me.
Really? Okay.
But they generally stay on
so
the way.
So if you were to not have a large property, if you were to have a house that was visible maybe from the road, they would be likely harassing you for possible code violations?
I don't think for a garden, but you can believe that they've got busy things to do, just mm-hmm. like they do you. I mean, you've got the joy of dealing with these people on a pretty regular basis out here.
Well, so. You know, I'm an activist, and so if you are...
They come after you for the things you've done anyway.
No, they are coming after me for the things I've done, because I'm an activist. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm targeted as opposed to, you know, left alone. For years, this house was left alone, but then when one of the local politicos, the inside, you know, I guess the government employees, got promoted or hired, rather, he got hired away from the housing authority and hired by the zoning board, all of a sudden I started having zoning violations. So, I mean, it was definitely that one guy that took an interest in me personally to make sure I was punished for, you know, living free. But that's just, you know, the part of the road you hoe when you step out and, you know, stick your head above the waves as an activist. You're going to get targeted.
But the thing is, though, is that you're not free, because if you were, I imagine that I've heard that you had a nice home before in Florida.
My yard was beautiful.
Yes, and I imagine that it would be something of interest to you to improve the quality and of your property so that it increases in value, so it's more aesthetically pleasing to you, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But all that will happen then is your taxes will go up, and
yeah,
then you'll have
point.
To pay more money. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, in this case, you know?
Absolutely. And apparently so is the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. In this case, they have moved on Wednesday to borrow $300 million. Why? Well, apparently they need the money to meet their financial obligations. Like they've created, like, paychecks, heating buildings, and buying books for the rest of the school year. It's not a good sign when the local government offices are borrowing money to make ends meet. We'll continue about that here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's property rights or anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you want here. 1-855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, then would recommend you shop with us. It is that shopping time of the year. Lots of people have lists of things to purchase for loved ones, coworkers, etc. Well, why bother getting in the car and dealing with parking and lines at the store when you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com and click into Amazon from our affiliate links there? We've got Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So it's that simple. It's the same great Amazon selection, the same free Super Saver shipping deals, the same great prices. It's Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of their profits. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get what you're looking for. Shop.freetalklive.com. Well, there's all kinds of news out there. Obviously, you can call in to talk about what you want, but there's budgetary news, and I don't really find budget news to be particularly interesting in general, but it is interesting when it shows the dire straits that governments around this country are finding themselves in, because as we've seen in Illinois and California, which are two of the probably the worst states financially, just worse off. They've got billions of dollars in basically unfunded liabilities that they've got for pension systems and things like that.
Right, which has resulted in things like the California Tax Franchise Board sending out bills for years when I didn't even live in the state of California. And then they tell you, which wouldn't normally be such a bad thing, you say, oh, no, I didn't live there that year. But they say, prove it.
Or else.
Or else. And they levied my bank account, so I can't receive, I can't have a bank account. So, I mean, this is going to start affecting everybody pretty soon. Don't think that you're safe. If you have a bank account, if you have a driver's license in these states, then yeah, you are going to be affected, because they're going to start strong-arming people.
Well, in Illinois, they raised the income tax by 66% in a desperate attempt to, it was only like 1% before, but they raised it to 2% or something like that. They raised it 66% in an attempt to shore up the money that they had coming in, but it still wasn't enough, because these governments aren't stopping the spending, and that's what's causing these situations where, in this case, the Philadelphia School Board, the School Reform Commission, has borrowed $300 million, or I guess they moved on Wednesday to borrow the $300 million. That means that they may not have yet gotten the the loan, but that's what they're looking to do, is borrow $300 million, money it needs just to pay the teachers, heat the buildings, and buy books for the rest of the school year. Chairman Pedro Ramos made it clear that the SRC's back was to the wall and that the state of its finances constituted dire circumstances for the district. He says, I couldn't be more unhappy that we're in a situation where it's necessary to do a borrowing for the purposes of merely paying our bills. And it's not a good thing to do, because if they have to borrow this time, what's going to prevent them from borrowing the next time and the next time? And, you know, how are they going to pay this off if they're in dire financial straits? If property values are going down around the city, which I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that's probably true, considering that's
everywhere.
What's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
It's probably true in Philadelphia. So you've got this situation where people are, you know, they're being taxed in a lot of cases on property values that are inaccurate, but eventually those things can be abated and brought down to the more appropriate levels. So the cities aren't getting as much tax money from the properties that they're used to getting. People are having a tougher time making the payments that they do have to make because it's a tougher economy. And when the city doesn't get the same amount of money in or more money every single year, which is what they were used to for a long time,
right.
They don't know what to do.
Especially considering that the way the United States government, states, local, and the federal have been setting up their budgets is that they say, this is what we want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got to collect it.
Yep.
As opposed to the rest of us that say, this is my income. And of this income, this percentage goes to savings, this percentage goes to health insurance, this percentage can afford to go to food, and you allot based on what you've brought in already.
Yes.
Yeah, their budget isn't even a budget.
In anticipation of what they want to spend next year.
That's right.
So the Ramos said that he's upset about this, but we gotta do what we gotta do. The bond sale the SRC unanimously authorized the Wednesday special meeting comes with a hefty price tag, an additional $22 million in debt service annually for 20 years, beginning in 2014. So they're paying $22 million in debt service annually. Is that, are they paying, I guess there's going to be a significant amount of interest on this, right? So
right.
I mean, you borrow $300 million, what are you going to pay back in interest on that? It's the second time in a decade the district has had to borrow money.
What do they care? They're not going to earn the money.
Right.
They're just going to steal it from the people that own those houses in a few years.
Well, they can raise taxes, which is really going to be their only solution, because they're certainly not going to cut the size of the government.
At some point or another, these municipalities are running into problems and actually cutting staff. I mean, your municipalities are cutting staff. They're just cutting it so slowly that they aren't stopping the problem.
But staff doesn't tend to be where the largest
payroll is.
Payroll as opposed to the actual services. You know, so yes, the employees are a part of the overall services, but for example, with the education system, people think, oh, we've got to cut back, and so they fire teachers. But that's not the teachers are the one that are taking the bulk of that educational budget.
What is it, administrators?
Yes. By a lot.
Yeah, administrators are going to be the hardest ones to fire. Who wants to fire management, right?
So
management decides who to fire. They don't want to fire themselves.
Right.
It's the second time in a decade the district has had to borrow money to keep schools open. The last deficit financing occurred in 2002, and officials say the school system's credit card is maxed out. Ramos says some people think the solution is that we can just keep borrowing, and we really can't, because it represents non-recurring revenue. The bond sale puts the district hundreds of millions in the hole for the 2013-14 school year, just three months into the current school term. The message is the district's current spending is not sustainable. The bond sale is a large and very expensive Band-Aid, but only buys the district a little time. Extremely difficult choices are approaching quickly, according to one of the school board members, and he says, we're going to have to make them. We don't have any choice. And that's because they can't. You know, they can't keep borrowing money because eventually they're never going to be able to pay it off. And also, they can't print money because they're not the federal government, so they don't have the ability to just print their way out of budgetary crises.
And the federal government does not want to go to... The states can't pay. The federal government does not want to get into the business of bailing out municipalities.
School boards, yeah. So they are going to be confronted with a whopper of a decision, deciding how many and which of the district's 200-plus schools should be closed. Officials have said they must shed roughly 40 schools. at the end of this year to save money and right-size operations in a district that has lost tens of thousands of students to charter schools in the last decade, but did not shrink its operations to compensate. So students have been leaving in droves from these government district schools.
But every time you want to cut a dollar from the budget, they say, oh, the children are leaving. Their parents are deciding to move them out.
Well, and then you've got the whole fiasco of having to pay the publishers of these books. So they'll pay Lippincott or whatever after they change a comma or something in there, and then you've got to buy a whole new book. You know, and that's really costly. And so how are they going to be able to cut these schools, though, or close these schools and still satisfy the No Child Left Behind and having students be, you know, less than 30 students per classroom and no busing? And, you know, they don't really make such a conundrum.
I mean, don't you think, I mean, I feel like if I was tasked with, hey, teach a high school class American history, that I could come up with that.
Like I
could
did
do
three
that
times.
Without a book. You know, hey, everybody, you know, it would probably be cheaper if the school just passed out tablets, but you
go
know,
on Wikipedia.
I'm not that. What's that?
Go to Wikipedia.
Right. You know, and, you know, you just put it up there on the screen or whatever, and, you know, this is what happened in America. I think I could come up with a reasonably good course. I mean, that's what teachers are supposed to do, right? What do we even need the textbook for? Isn't this
well,
all
right,
technology?
Because it's big money for the textbook manufacturers, and it's an old contract, and those things aren't going to go away easily or quietly. How did the district, by the way, arrive in its current financial predicament? Well, a failure to cut costs as it shrank was a factor. Certainly big cuts in state and federal revenue and the brutal economy have contributed to the fiscal woes, but Ramos has acknowledged that poor fiscal policy, too much borrowing, too much spending on part of the prior administrations also landed the district in its tight spot. And of course, when administrators of government programs, you know, spend too much, they're not on the hook. The prior administrators can spend, and then they can say, see you later. And then the new group comes in, and they inherit the mess that the old administrators left. And, you know, the old administrators aren't in any way, shape, or form liable or responsible for the poor job that they did.
No.
And it makes it easy for the current group to point to them and say, hey, it's all their fault. You know, we're doing our best here. And this is probably not an uncommon situation.
Barack Obama did it.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. More to come. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is coming up. Plus, news about gay marriage and sidewalk driving all on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times bestselling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.